Rihanna, We Found Love. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha, and it's time for the Fort Knox update. We've got Colonel Lance O'Brien without Maddie.
A stranger, Colonel Lance O'Brien. Yeah. We've not seen him in for like, I don't know, 6 years.
It's been a while.
Six years.
How we do miss Maddie. We know she's at school this morning, but you know, you could bring her back.
Yeah, she's first day of school back from
a big
the
day.
Christmas break.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was, like I said, she's turned into a very girly girl. I just want my hunting buddy back, but she's, you know, she's at that age now that she's worried about her hair and all these other things. So she actually gets up an hour early, you know, and
starts getting
ready.
So. Wow.
So it's a new phase right now, but I bet she'll still go hunting with you.
Now, what is her...
I just do her hair before
she's actually
does.
Already
she
asked, she's already asked about turkey season. I'm like, of course.
Now, what is her actual name? Is it actually Maddie or is it
Madeline.
Like, okay. When she says, now you have to call me Madeline, that's when you worry.
I don't know. I don't know if that's that'll ever happen. But yeah, it's one of those things. She's growing up.
11.
Yeah, we'll be 12 next month.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I mean, these things happen.
Sorry about that. How was your break? What'd you guys do?
It was really good. We drove back to Missouri on the 26th, the day after Christmas, and roads were good until I hit I-64 right there outside of Corydon, and then it was two lanes in the right lane, and it was 45, 50 miles an hour all the way through Indiana, got to Illinois, and things opened back up, and Missouri was fine. But it was good break, got some good muzzleloader hunting in, but really just kind of didn't do a whole lot. I was answering a lot of texts, and there was a lot of things going on at Knox while we were gone with the ice and the cold weather, so didn't ever completely get away from work, but my deputy and command sergeant major were here taking care of things, so I'm thankful for that. But it was didn't completely break away from work.
Well, I'm glad you at least got somewhat of a break, at least a change of scenery.
Exactly.
All right, so what's going on at Fort Knox?
Well, you know, Happy New Year's to everybody, and with New Year's always comes New Year's resolution. So if you're out there looking to maybe increase your activity rate or lose a few pounds, we have the Morning Hike Winter Edition that's on Saturday, January 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So participants will get to enjoy a 5 to 6 mile hike through our installation's extensive trail system. If you'd like to participate, the cost is $10 per person. That cost includes transportation, snacks, and waters, and water. But of course, you know, dress for the weather, comfortable shoes, etc. They will meet at Sadowski Center on Wilson Road at 9 a.m. And if you're looking for any more information on that, of course, just visit our FMWR website.
All right, and Child and Youth Services Job Fair coming up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am here to reach out to those listeners that have a passion for working with children. The Child and Youth Services programs are looking for dedicated child care providers and will be hosting a job fair on Wednesday, January 18th from 12 to 3 at the Hanson Community Center located on Spearhead Division Road on Post. We currently have quite a few flex positions available with a guaranteed minimum of at least 10 hours a week, along with competitive benefits. If you are selected at this job fair and officially come on board, you will receive a $200 recruitment bonus. And it gets better. After 6 months of satisfactory performance, you will get an additional $500 for being an awesome employee. Applicants must be at least 18 years of age and have a high school diploma or GED. They must be able to communicate effectively, meet physical requirements, be up to date on immunizations, and will have to complete a background check. So if you have any questions or would like more information, please call the Child and Youth Services at 502-624-3232.
All right. Thank you. And let's talk about post delays and closures because of inclement weather. You know, some things that we've been talking about a lot lately.
Well, we've already had our first run, you know, that weekend over Christmas, and we've already done one of those. But just to let everybody know, when these things happen, we can have a delayed reporting delay. We could have an early dismissal from the installation, or we could have a complete installation closure. And when we do this, we get together with representatives from across the installation, and we call it a weather CAT or a crisis action team. And we get together, we kind of go through all the issues, whether it's AFES and the PX and DECA and the commissary or DODI and the schools. From across the installation, we come together and then kind of come and make a recommendation to the senior commander. But for those who are looking for that information, especially if you're going to visit and you don't know, you can visit our Fort Knox homepage. We have the installation Facebook page. It's always updated as well. And when we do, when we get that information out to our local media outlets as well. So, like I said, I would check one of those things, I think we got ice coming in over this next weekend, so we'll be taking a look at that. And we start a few days out, and like I said, get the team together and come up with a decision. But like I said, check out our homepage, the Insulation Facebook page, or local media outlets.
All right, Colonel Lance O'Brien and Don Caudill, thanks for the Fort Knox update. And we are Quixie 98.3.